December 1st, 2016, Mary, Refuge of Holy Love, says, Praise be to Jesus. Dear children, you are beginning to see a change in motives of actions in your government, from one of self-serving ambition to one of concern for the welfare of the people. When the government acts in a Christian way, the same attitude trickles down to the general public. You will have in the near future leaders who listen to you and act on your concerns. The integrity of your nation as a whole will be fortified as a result. It is far different to be living under a government you can trust to make fair and honest decisions than to subject to leaders following a one-way path into the new world order. Nations that concede to affiliating with the one world order will find their sovereignty slip away, along with their voice in government matters. The leader who will rise to power from their midst will be the Antichrist. Many will be deluded by his signs and wonders. Hold yourselves aloof from this. Stay close to me in simplistic humility. Dear children, you were chosen to live in these times, to be a sign of truth amidst confusion and hypocrisy. Pray to me, pray to be my instruments in every present moment. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 12. The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, Refuge of Holy Love.